Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've got four questions and I'll be quick. I had asked about statistics on children whose parents deprived of their liberty. I heard about a strategy, but I'd like to know if there is any register. Do you carry out monitoring? Do you know who the children are, particularly of mothers who are being held in custody? Secondly, with regard to labour exploitation, I heard the whole response you provided, which I'd like to thank you for. This concerned inspections, but I didn't really get an answer to the question as to whether or not you envisage conducting a survey. This is something that happens in all countries. Sometimes what happens is the inspection system doesn't always identify all the problems. So a survey will provide you with better answers for prevention. The third question, which I didn't get an answer to, was the fact that you spoke about the abilities of prosecutors and their training, and I'd like to know how often does this reoccur? Is it something which is conducted within the system, within the prosecution service, or do you have contacts with universities? Because sometimes you need an external perspective from academia to see what needs to be corrected. Over the time, we've heard that there have been problems in Georgia and other countries about the hostels that are run by non-government organisations, particularly faith-based organisations. They are not covered by state supervision, and all too often this allows parents to place their children in institutions, leading to certain problems. So I would like to know if there are these kind of shelters or hostels, shelters, I would like to know who supervise them, who inspects those kind of shelters. Thank you.